This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, I'd have to summarize today as a classic example of the old cliche, commodity cliche, buy the rumor, sell the fact. This morning, all kinds of news wires were flooded with really good export chances for today, including China canceling some 8 to 10 cargoes of corn they previously wanted to get from Brazil and going to the U.S., China buying more wheat. And what came to fruition, really the only thing that came to fruition, was the wheat rumors. China did, in fact, buy 370,000 metric tons of soft red winter wheat. I can't remember last time that we've had three flash sales in a row of our wheat. Wheat's been a dog forever due to the Russian inundation of the market with their cheap exports, but the worm has turned, and the wheat market's been up about 7 or 8 days in a row now, and three flash sales this week. Today, 372, 198 yesterday, 440,000 on Monday. So the wheat market, I think, is put in a low, and I can't remember, it's closing higher 7 days in a row.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn down 6 1/4 at 484 1/4. January soybeans down 10 even at 1295 1/2. Soybean meal down 9.30 at 408.50. January soybean oil down 92 cents at 49.34. On the Merck, December live cattle down 505 at 163.45. January feeders down 455 at 210.15. February lean hogs down a nickel at 69.30. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.